Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Wrangler Jeans and Shirts, providing our Wrangler Fall Sports Specials exclusively through the stations of Native Voice One Radio Network. This week featuring three segments of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions. Today, September 19th, 2020, in Casper, Wyoming. For the first time, the results went this way. In the women's relay race, it was a Navajo White Horse Relay with Michelle Whitehorse, the first time a Navajo Nation has been to the Championship of Champions. Winning Chief Heat Race number one was Blackfeet Nation, Young Money, Miles Murray, the jockey, the team from Browning, Montana. Chief Heat Race number two sees a Crow Nation team, Amiot Racing, with Tez Rogers, your jockey, winning Chief Race Heat two. In the Warriors race with a 50-yard dash, then mount and one-lap competition, again, Miles Murray in the winner's circle with his team, Young Money, of the Blackfeet Nation, in their famous maroon and gold. The Maidens race saw the yellow and white team of the Ogallala Lakota Nation from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in second. The Crow Nation's Amiot Racing won the Maidens race. Congratulations, Diamond Race Amiot. Indian Relay Race Heat number one saw Lakota Warpath with Tyler Cottier, your winning jockey of the Cubby Ghost Bear team. Ogallala Nation from Pine Ridge well represented. In Heat Race number two, it was Dancing Warrior. Caden Brinkplenty was the rider. Ogallala Nation again in the winner's circle. Number three saw the two-time and defending champions Abrahamson Relay of the Colville Nation in Washington. Scott Abrahamson, the jockey, a 4.0 cumulative grade point average student. Congratulations to the Colville Tribe with their Abrahamson Relay. Heat Race number four, Eastern Shoshone from Nevada War Chiefs with Frankie Gould, the rider. And the final heat race of the day saw the Crow Nation Rides a Pretty Horse with the jockey Chris Carlson capture the final victory. A very, very exciting race day here in Casper, Wyoming. Our guest today is Calvin Ghostbear, the president of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council. The racers were all there for entertainment on a Saturday afternoon in Casper.
You know, you can't say enough about these guys, how they come out here. Each and every one of them that come out. Yesterday was the first trial day, today being the second one. And they know that they pretty much have to leave it out there. So you will see the fastest times, seven fastest times in championship tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And that's going to be a very exciting Sunday championship day. So they're all qualifying. And then $50,000 will be rewarded to the winners and the competitors in the Indian relay races. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. You need to have good money in these events to bring top teams to these, especially these championships. Within our organization, we have the junior relay and we have the little warrior relay programs. So we try to promote and sponsor them races on the reservations and the smaller communities within them reservations. You know, so it's something that we strive to do. It's something that we believe in. It's part of what our overall goals and our mission is to build the youth up. And then, of course, you've seen the 13-year-old today running. He's from the Blackfeet Nation. He kind of went through the youth program, and now he's running with the big guys. You're going to see that happen for every now and then. You'll see one just jump up and come right out and get it on with the rest of the guys.
That's words of our champion, the president of the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council from the land of the Ogallala Lakota on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, Calvin Ghostbear. Calvin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Randy.
That's a wrap on day two of three in the championship day coming up tomorrow. This report is presented by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts with our Wrangler Fall Sports Special. Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.